Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. Once upon a time, there was a bear kept in captivity in a small cage. The caged and abused bear spent most of its life restlessly patrolling the perimeter of its cage. Then one day, rescuers came and removed the cage. Yet the bear continued to patrol the perimeter of the cage, never stepping outside of its boundaries, which now existed only in its mind. I used to think this was a parable to illustrate an important psychological point. But in 2014, a bear named Ina in a Romanian zoo was released into a wildlife refuge after spending 20 years in a cage. 7 years later, out in the woods, she still spends many days simply pacing around in a circle, which corresponds exactly to the dimensions of the no longer existent cage. The cage defined her world for so long that she could not properly comprehend life without it. Now, imagine our nation as that bear. The American Revolution removed the cage that held us in bondage to the King of England, and the American Constitution and Bill of Rights created a recipe to give the newly freed people the tools to safeguard their individual freedom from would-be dictators and to pass it on to future generations. Is our society that bear clamoring to go back into the cage? We speak the language of freedom and liberty, yet we use government to wrap ourselves in the chains of yesteryear. Liberating the human spirit is a gradual process, part physical, part philosophical, and part cultural. Complete freedom is hard work. Bit by bit, motivated by our fears about an uncertain future and by our impulse to control others, we are suffocating our own freedom by molding our democratically elected government to resemble the mighty hand of a king. The irony is that it doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum is doing the molding. The end result is still a loss of freedom. We do not recognize how easily we can lead ourselves or be led back into our own cage. Today it appears like freedom is being threatened and losing, but in reality, freedom is on the move. The uprising of movements to call for necessary fundamental change in judicial, political, and economic systems demonstrate that the American ideal of freedom is alive and well. Maybe we're trying to complete the philosophical and cultural journey to achieve true freedom. The United States has long been a country where an individual's right to do whatever he or she wants matters more than the collective good. But we shouldn't forget, or maybe we need to learn or relearn, that the price of having and exercising one's rights, both collectively and personally, is being responsible in doing so. Should we be drafting a Bill of Responsibility to go along with the Bill of Rights? This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.